Good day and welcome to Horror Homies. I'm Liz. I like to ramble about all things spooky and your favorite horror movies. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Let's jump into the scares. I'm going to open this episode with a little pop quiz. What do the Amish, 23andMe, and vampire humanoid cave creatures have in common? If you guessed Paranormal Activity next of kin, you're a genius. Never in a million years would I have guessed those three pillars would be the recipe for the latest in this franchise. Which leads me to my next point. This movie has very little to do with the franchise. Let me rephrase. This movie has nothing to do with the franchise. You know what? Let me be more specific. I don't know why this movie is titled Paranormal Activity. Yes, I suppose this movie has paranormal activity, and to be fair, so do the other films, but Next of Kin doesn't even really try to include the storyline of its predecessors. It's wearing the mask of a Paranormal Activity movie, but it's just a facade. Don't fall for it. I'm actually a fan of the Paranormal Activity series. It's the things I can't see that give me the creeps. It's the not knowing what I'm up against that gives me nightmares. I know I've gushed over found footage films before. I love them. They don't tend to rely on eerie music or creepy sound effects for their scares. Paranormal Activity isn't completely innocent. There are a few cheap jump scares, but I think it's part of the recipe of perfect found footage. The paranormal series has always revolved around a family curse, very loosely. Somewhere long ago in the family lineage, they were a part of a coven of witches who promised their firstborn sons to a demon. That's really the most simple explanation to give as to where the demon came from. That demon was granted the name Toby with an I, somewhere along the storyline. And that being said, Next of Kin isn't even the same demon. This entity's name is Asmodeus, which sounds much more demonic and much less like an amorphous blob of khaki. When I did my research on this movie, it seems as though it's been labeled a, quote, parallel story. But I guess that's just insider knowledge, because how is the viewer supposed to identify it as a parallel story with different characters, different timeline, different location, and a different demon? Does that mean every Invisible Demon movie is a parallel story? I get too nitpicky about these types of things, I know, but this movie is almost devalued by slapping the Paranormal Activity title on it. It would have been a fine, if not average, standalone movie. Just call it Next of Kin. But with the Paranormal Activity title, my brain puts a certain filter on everything. It heightened my expectations, which the film couldn't live up to. It hurt itself in its confusion. However, after all of that, I'm always willing to watch a found footage film. So without knowing anything about it, I watched it. The first thing I want to say is, it went exactly as I expected it to. It's a very average movie with very average scares. It's the plain Jane of horror. The movie opens up with two friends, Margot and Chris. They are sitting in a small diner and Chris is filming with his multi-million dollar production camera. They want to make a documentary about Margot's past. Her mother, Sarah, abandoned her outside a hospital and they want to know why. Oh, she abandoned her as a baby, not as like a grown-ass woman. After using the classic 23andMe, this movie might be sponsored by them, by the way. They say the name an awful lot. But after using 23andMe, not sponsored, she discovers she has a blood relative named Samuel who is Amish. They sort of blow past it, but he is currently going through Rumspringa. For those of you that don't know, that is the Amish tradition in which young teens are allowed to experience what they call English living, which is just living and experiencing outside the Amish community. Usually beginning around 14 or 16 years old, it ends when a youth decides to either be baptized in the Amish church or leave the community. Anyway, Samuel is currently in his Rumspringa and he's invited the team back to his farm after they have an awkward diner meetup. They agree to continue with their documentary and all three of them fly back to Pennsylvania where they meet up with Dale, their sound guy. Samuel shows them to the Beller farm, where the Margot's mother came from. It's clearly just an not-so-original story that's been slapped with a Paranormal Activity label, and that pretty much spells out the creative depth here. If you've stuck around for the spoilers, the patriarch of the commune, Jacob, and Sarah's father, welcomes the gang to the farm and shows them to their room where they will stay. It's possibly the biggest red flag in the form of lodgings I've ever seen. They might as well be staying in a red flag. In that same frame of mind, the movie then basically fires a machine gun of red flags at each of these characters. 1. Margot wakes up in the middle of the night and sees red lights moving in the distance. Samuel half-assed dismisses them as a hunting party. 2. Margot explores a barn where she finds a little girl with a doll. The little girl says the doll's name is Sarah. When Margot explains that was her mother's name, the girl plays the part she auditioned for and cryptically says Sarah is, quote, still here. 3. Come nighttime, Margot hears sounds coming from her mother's old room in the attic and sees a spirit. Of what or who, I'm not completely sure. They don't seem too disturbed by that experience. The next morning, they interview Jacob on camera, who just looks thrilled to be there. He tells them about the free-spirited Sarah who defied their practices by sleeping with a boy from the neighborhood and getting pregnant. Instead of following the tradition of giving Margot to an adoptive family, she instead left her at the hospital. Sarah is now assumed dead. While fucking around with some drone footage, they find a beautiful black church with a creepy warning to stay away. They are fully willing to ignore the warning and prepare to break in when Jacob arrives to stop them, right on cue. Well, the discovery of the church ignites something in the group, and they're determined to find out the commune's secrets. Margot and Chris break into the church while Dale distracts Samuel. They discover all these markings and cave paintings depicting the demon, your boy, Asmodeus. They also find a deep tunnel, which seems to lead to the center of the earth. They find climbing equipment at the ready, and Margot descends into the hole, passing all these crosses and crucifix hanging from the walls along the way. Honestly, that part is pretty scary. To see crucifix that deep in a cave is pretty unnatural. However, before she can reach the bottom, she hears a scary demon noise coming up through the tunnel. I don't know what she was expecting, but Chris quickly pulls her back to safety. Margot sneaks into Samuel's room the next day, where she finds a hidden computer. She discovers Samuel had known all along Margot was Sarah's daughter and had orchestrated her arrival. Chris, being the only smart one, suggests they leave, but stupidly staying one more night. Margot begins to be attacked by a shadow figure. It always happens the night before you decide to leave. When Chris and Dale awake the next day, they find a catatonic Margot with her sheets soaked in blood. In my opinion, they took that pretty well. They decide to call a doctor who suspiciously says she's fine, she just accidentally bled everywhere, I guess. When they try to leave the next day, they find a battery on the van is dead. They manage to hitch a ride into town with the friendly mailman who informs them the people at the Bel Air farm are not Amish. They quickly Google and discover the Bel Air farm is a community of devil worshippers. Within that community, they trapped Asmodeus inside the body of a woman, and the demon continues to be passed from mother to daughter in the bloodline. This is when the movie changes pace a little bit as Chris and Dale realize Margot is next. You can tell it's descending into the final act. They scramble back to the house. Margot has disappeared in classic fashion, and Dale and Chris split up. Dale goes to install the battery while Chris hurries off to the church to find Margot at the bottom of the pit. Chris quickly rescues her, only to be pursued by a humanoid vampire creature. Yes, the one I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast. So we've come full circle. The creature quickly kills Dale. Weird flex, but okay. Chris and Margot flee to the barn where lots of hiding and jump scares come in. 15 minutes of whispering and sneaking pass by before Margot suddenly realizes the creature is Sarah, possessed by Asmodeus. She calls the monster by her name, and that causes the creature to back down. Margot then takes advantage of the weakened Sarah and pushes her, sending her tumbling to her death onto some spiked farm tools below. With the death of Sarah, Asmodeus is released and begins just annihilating the farm. The residents begin killing each other and the livestock. Everything is instantly on fire somehow. It's a regular Coachella up in that bitch. Chris and Margot retrieve the keys from Dale's body and flee the farm in a van. Later, police officers arrive on scene and investigate the sounds of a child crying. That's when they discover a demon-possessed Samuel. Using his newfound superpowers, he forces the officers to kill themselves before hijacking their cruiser and driving away. The end. I just want to throw in that's a shot-for-shot straight robbery from the ending of The Last Exorcism 2. In that movie, it ends with her possession, killing everyone, and driving away in a car. So when I saw the finale was going in that direction, I had already seen it before. A fitting end to a movie I feel like I have seen 1,000 times before. All in all, I give it 10 out of 20 Tobies. Maybe something to watch with the boys and a few beers. Or a lot of beers. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen. You guys are all my homies and the support means the world to me. I'm working on a lot of new exciting things, so please stay safe out there, my spooky friends. Be well.